But a great book, Colossians, it's all about life in Jesus Christ. It's all about knowing Him better, getting wisdom and knowledge from God's Word that we might have a fruitful life in Jesus Christ. That's the basic theme of Colossians. The two most common words are know or knowledge and wisdom 15 times in this little book. And it's all about getting knowledge and wisdom that can only be found in Jesus Christ. It also, again, teaches about life in Christ. The first part is a deeper life, then a higher life, then an inner life, and then an outer life, as you'll see. So we'll start there in verse 1. Just do the first 8 verses here where Paul is introducing the book to the church of Colossae. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth and the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. So I'm going to take my title from verse 4, since we heard of your faith. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom and your presence tonight as we open your precious word. May we learn and grow through it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul, as you can see, is commending the church at Colossae. It's not a book of rebuke, like 1 Corinthians would be. It's a book of encouragement and commendation for the church at Colossae. And so we see here, he said this often in verse 3, I'm praying always for you. Remember, Paul was instrumental in starting this church, and he always prayed daily for the churches that God allowed him to start. But then he talks about the things that he had heard that had been happening in the church, great things, spiritual things, things that God wants to see in all Christians. And the first thing he mentions is their faith. Notice verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Well, how can you hear of faith? The only way you can hear of faith is if you understand that faith is something that can be seen, something that can be displayed. Faith is action. It's one thing to say, I believe. It's another thing to go forward in that belief, isn't it? And that's true faith. It's when we go forward and serve God. Remember, if you go to Mark chapter 2, Jesus, when he saw the four men who brought their friend in the bed, remember that, and because the place where they were was so crowded, Mark chapter 2, verse 5, that the men weren't going to give up. And so they climbed up on the roof. And they lowered the man's bed down by the four corners with ropes. And notice what it says here in Mark chapter 2, verse 5. It says, when Jesus saw their faith. Well, what did he see? He saw these men willing to climb up on the roof, tear away the tiles, and lower their friend down. He saw their faith. So they didn't just come and say, well, we believe Jesus can heal our friend, but since we can't get closer, well, maybe we'll try next time. No, they weren't going to give up because they knew that Jesus could heal their friend. And he saw their faith. And Paul says, we have heard of your faith. Remember, if you go to 1 Thessalonians 1, when we went through the book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul also talked about that faith is work. Notice 1 Thessalonians 1, 3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. So again, faith is when we go forward and work for God, trusting and believing Him. And the first thing that Paul said that he'd heard of, the great thing about the church of Colossae, was he heard of their faith. Because faith is something that can be seen. Faith is something that can be heard of from other places because it's action, isn't it? Hebrews 11, by faith he offered, by faith prepared, by faith obeyed, by faith offered, and so forth. So the first thing that he heard of at the church of Colossae was of their faith, but that wasn't all. Look back at verse 4 of Colossians 1, and of the love and of the love. And we've already, you know, heard many times that love is action as well. So we've also heard of the love that you have to who? All the saints. So we've heard of the biblical love that's going on in your church. He even said down in verse 8. Sorry, I'm still in 1 Thessalonians. Down in verse 8, that Epaphras, he said, declared unto us your love in the Spirit. So he had heard through Epaphras that they were practicing biblical love. And didn't Jesus say, John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another? Because love is what we do. Love is action. Love is how we treat one another. Look at Romans chapter 13 and verse 10. And this church was displaying biblical faith and biblical love through their actions. Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Now, remember we had a series at camp a few years ago, love versus hate. When Christians treat each other unlovingly, that's not acceptable. That's just not scriptural, is it? Ever. There's no excuse for it. To speak evil, to treat wrongly, to ignore whatever, that's not what God wants. That's ill to the neighbor. God says, no, love worketh no ill. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. And these Christians, Epaphras went back to Paul and said, that church is full of love. They love one another as Christ commanded Christians to. And their faith. We can see their faith because they're moving forward. Faith is action. Love is action. But that's not all. Verse 5, Colossians 1. Not only had Paul heard about their faith and their love, but he heard about their hope. Verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in word of truth of the gospel. So can hope be seen in action? I hear everybody's brain ticking. It actually can. Look at 1 John 3:3 and we'll see. But the Bible says we're to be what? Looking for that blessed hope, right? Titus 2:13. And hope, if it's true, will affect our behavior. Because hope means that we truly believe Jesus will come back at any time. And that when he comes back, he's going to take us to heaven, but we're going to be judged at his judgment seat. Hope is going to affect our behavior. And that's what it says here in 1 John 3:3. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. So look at that. Hope actually has a purifying effect in our lives. Why is that? Because if the hope is real, we believe Jesus will come back at any moment. Therefore, we want to be ready. We don't want to be ashamed at his coming like we read in 1 John 2:28. So he said, even their hope was evident. Their faith, their love, and their hope was an example to other churches, such that Paul was going to write about it in this book. And now for 2,000 years, people have been reading about the faith and the love and the hope of the church at Colossae. But that's not all. There's more. Verse 6. Which has come unto you as it is in all the world and bringeth forth, here's the fourth thing, fruit. As it doth also in you. Now we know that love is action. Now we see that faith is action and even hope affects our behavior. But fruit, that's obvious, isn't it? I mean, if you're bearing fruit, it's obvious. If you're a fruitful Christian, Jesus asked us to be fruitful. We're going to look at more of it next week, but down in verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. A Christian that is walking in the Spirit is a Christian that is bearing spiritual fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of these things are the fruit of the Spirit. They're not the fruit of us. They're the fruit of the Spirit. And so when a Christian is walking in the Spirit, he shows biblical love. He has faith. He puts feet to his faith. He has biblical hope that affects his behavior. But he's also a fruit-bearing Christian. And fruit, if you look at John 15, is God's will for every one of us. John chapter 15 and verse 16. He wants us to be fruitful Christians. This whole passage here in John 15, he says he's the husbandman. He talks about how we're branches and that we must abide in him. Verse 5, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. He says, I want my disciples to be fruitful disciples. I want them to bear much fruit because they're abiding in me, the main vine, and I am bearing fruit through them, which is what God wants. So Paul is commending the church at Colossae, and these four things are things that God wants in every single one of our lives. He wants our faith to be obvious because we're going forward in faith, believing that God can do anything through us. He wants our love to be obvious by how we treat one another. No ill to his neighbor. He wants our hope to be obvious because we believe that Jesus is coming back and therefore we're keeping our lives pure, as we read, expecting him at any moment. And of course, we're fruitful because we're walking in the Spirit of God and we're abiding in Christ and we're bearing much fruit. Paul says, this is the kind of church I want all the churches to be like. And so I'm going to hold up Colossae as an example of a church that is doing what I want them to do, which is walk in the Spirit of God, and it's obvious through their outward behavior. Next week, we're going to find out that the only way that this can grow, verse 9, he says, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. And verse 10, that you might walk worthy and be fruitful. But look at the end of verse 10. And increasing in the knowledge of God. So he's not saying that you guys are there, that you're the perfect church and you're all sinless. No. He is saying, keep it up. But I want you to keep increasing in the knowledge of God, as we'll see next week. And the more that we increase in the knowledge of God, this verses 9 and 10 is like a circular thing. The more that we increase in the knowledge of God, the more that we're filled, verse 9, with the knowledge of his will, and the more that we walk worthy by showing biblical faith, biblical love, biblical hope, and biblical fruit. He said, since we heard of your faith, we just praise God that you're an example. And that's what God wants from all of us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this church at Colossae. And what a great example they were of a church that wanted your will, that wanted to be close to you. And I pray that each of us would strive to be that kind of Christian, Lord. A Christian that our faith and our love and our hope and our fruit are obvious, that we might be a blessing to those around us. Thank you so much for speaking to us from your precious word. We love you in Jesus.